Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Luke chapter 5 verse 1. I just we'll just take the scripture reading and get that out of the way. Luke chapter 5 verse 1. Are we there? The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 5 verse 1, it says, "So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boats. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, 'Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.' Verse 5, but Simon answered and said to him, 'Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the nets.' And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. Verse 8, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.' For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, 'Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men.'" From now on, you will catch men in Jesus' name. From now on, you will be an evangelist for God in the name of Jesus. Verse 11. So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. The title of my message this morning is Foundations for a Breakthrough. Throughout this month, this is our month of breakthrough, as you're probably aware. And I've been talking about breakthrough. We started during the first week with what we titled as God Broken Through to You. And I explained that the greatest kind of breakthrough you can have is when God breaks through to you. Because if God can break through to you, then you can be certain that all other breakthroughs you may want in your life will follow. And last week, I'm not going to bother to talk about the other messages, but last week I shared about the barriers to breakthrough. And as I explained, I explained that God wants us to have a breakthrough. That is God's heart for us. He wants the best for us in life. God wants the best for us. You know, at times we wonder that God, but I want this. But you can be certain that God wants more than you do for you. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 3:20, it says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly more than we can think or imagine," which means that God wants much more than you want for yourself. So it is in God's interest to give you a breakthrough. It is in his interest to give you the best, and that is what God wants for us. So I was explaining last week that God wants us to have a breakthrough in the various areas, but that there are certain barriers that tend to hold the things back that God wants us to have. Without going into the message I preached last week, I classified those barriers into three areas. I said that you have the spiritual barriers, you have the external barriers, and you have the internal barriers. And all those three are quite important, you know, because you need to understand that there are some barriers, there are some things in our life, there are some things that try to prevent us from getting to where God wants us to be. And if you were not here last week, I would suggest, advise, encourage, whatever it is, to get the message. But, and I would say that it is safe to an extent to assume that most barriers, and I use the word most barriers, we face will fall into one of these three areas. However, there are times that there may be a delay in getting a breakthrough in an area that we want. And sometimes when it's a delay, we think it's a barrier. You see, you need to understand that not all delays, not all resistance, not all restraints is a barrier. It's not every delay that you have in getting a breakthrough and getting what you want in life that is a barrier, like I mentioned last week. Every setback you have in life is not necessarily from the enemy. God will sometimes cause or allow a setback in your life in order to set you up for something else. You see, there are times that we have certain setbacks that we think that it is a setback. But in reality, if we understand the purpose of God, if we can key into certain things or plans of God for our life, we will realize that it is not a setback, but it is a setup. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about here. You see, some years ago, about 2006, well before that, we were living in London. We were living in a two-bedroom flat, and we had outgrown that flat. And for about 2 or 3 years, we started looking for a property. We wanted to move to a bigger place. We were looking for a 3 or 4 bedroom house to move into. But we were looking within the vicinity of London, the M25 vicinity. And, you know, I remember that just about the time we started looking, somebody mentioned Milton Keynes. We said, no, Milton Keynes is too far. We wouldn't even consider Milton Keynes. And listen to me, we continued looking for about 2-3 years. During that time, what didn't we do? We prayed, we fasted, we strategized. I planned. I bought the map of London. I prayed over it. I'm serious. I bought the map of London. I prayed over it. Not only prayed over it, I said, God, tell me which of the boroughs, which area. I did everything I knew to do. We viewed many houses. But one way or the other, they just were not the right houses. Either there's something wrong with it, or it's not, or it may be the right house, but in the wrong part of the city. I got the league table, got the, you know, looked at the best schools. I charted everything. But for 2-3 years, I can't count the number of times that we viewed properties. From Kent to North London to various areas. Now, listen to me. During that period, I was thinking, God, what is happening? We saw people, you know, people that buying properties around us, you know, for our friends and things. But it just wasn't the right one. We just didn't get the one that we thought it was the right one. You know, we started the process, something happened, it fell through. Now, we were thinking at that stage that, hey, this is a barrier. But it was not. God was setting us up. Because if we had moved, I would not have moved to Milton Keynes. If I had pitched my tent and found a place, no, it would have been difficult for anybody to uproot me that I should come to Milton Keynes. But I did not realize that God was setting me up for something greater in this place. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Now, if I'd looked at it at that point, I would have thought, hey, that's a barrier. Why is it the enemy is restraining me? It is the devil. But those were setbacks from God that was setting us up for something greater. I don't know if anybody understands what I'm talking about here. You need to understand that when God creates a setback for you, He's setting you up to enter into His plan for your life. Just like He did with us. When there was a setback, He set us up so that we could enter into His plan for our life in this city. God will sometimes cause a setback in order to set up a breakthrough that is in line with His plan for you. So sometimes we want a breakthrough in a certain area, but God does not want us to have it in that area because He knows that if we have that breakthrough, we will not hear Him concerning the breakthrough He wants us to have. If we had had a breakthrough in the area of the house we were looking for, I would not have heard or agreed about the breakthrough in this place. Am I making sense? Listen to me. The Bible makes us to understand in the book of Luke, chapter 5 that we read earlier, in verse 5. It makes us to understand that Peter said something. He said, we have toiled all night. The Bible makes us to understand that Peter and his partners, they had fished all night and caught nothing. It was like there was a barrier. There was something stopping them from having a breakthrough in their fishing business, I beg your pardon. And they had fished all night and caught nothing. But, you know, as I read this, I was thinking to myself, God probably allowed the fish not to enter into their nets because He was setting them up for something else. Listen to me. He caused a setback in their fishing expedition in order to set them up for a breakthrough in some other area of their life. Oh my goodness. You see, You need to get this. If Peter and his partners had caught fish, when they fished all night, if they had caught fish, they probably would not have stayed all night. Because by the time they catch fish, what would they do? They would take it to shore and go. And that means that they would not have had the opportunity. I personally believe that God probably delayed that breakthrough. Why? So that he could set up a God appointment with Jesus for them. It was a setup. And you see, if they had caught the fish, they probably would have left before Jesus arrived. And you see, sometimes when you are going through a challenge or there seems to be a delay, you need to be asking, you need to try to discern, is this a setback or is it a barrier? Because they are different. Or when I say a setback from God, let me use that word. Because if it's a setback from God and you are fighting against it, you might enter into something you are not meant to enter into. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Let me just use another illustration. So some years ago, you see, whenever God causes a setback what he's trying to do is set you up or catch your attention. Because when he catches your attention, he knows that you listen or hear what he's saying. So some years ago, just after we got married, and I remember I was in between jobs, you know, for about a year or thereabouts. Now, had the experience, had the qualifications. So in reality, it didn't make sense for me to be out of job. There was no credit crunch then. There was no recession. People were recruiting. And I just didn't get anything. And I remember very well that we were in church sometime during the week or something at one of the workers' training. And I remember our pastor then. You know, he was sharing or preaching, and he just turned to me and said, "Shola, God is trying to catch your attention." Now, until he said that, I did not realize that it was God trying to catch my attention. And God was causing a setback in the area of our finances and me getting a job because he wanted to catch my attention concerning some other area. Now, it took some months before he finally caught my attention. But I don't know if you understand what I'm saying here. You see, you need to, let me explain something. For God to give us a breakthrough in any area of our life is a small thing for God. You know, sometimes I wonder, but God, this thing is easy for you. Why are you delaying? We know you are going to do it. Why the stress? But sometimes God is more interested in the process. Am I making sense? You know, it's a small thing for God. I mean, with God, we know that there's no word such as impossible in God's dictionary. In God's dictionary, when it comes to God, there's no word that is called impossible. Because with God, anything that is impossible, the minute it gets to him, it becomes possible. There's no such word. The Bible makes us to understand, in the book of Revelation chapter 3, verse 6, it makes us to understand that when God opens a door, nobody can shut it. So when God is ready to give the breakthrough, no one can hold it back. Now the question is, are we ready for the breakthrough? Because for me, that's what I try to process it. That, okay, God, if we are talking about Lord, some people need a breakthrough in their finances, some people need a breakthrough, in the area of their spouses, so in their marriage and things. Lord, why is that that delay when we know you can do it? But there are some things that sometimes God wants us to set in place. Am I making sense? You know, there are certain things that happened in the scripture we read earlier in verses 1 to 11 that I believe will help us be ready for the breakthrough God wants to bring our way. And basically, I've called them foundations for a breakthrough. And I'll just share them. I believe that if we have some of that, it will help us to be prepared already. And the first thing that I want to bring out from this scripture that happened in here is in Luke chapter 5, verse 3. The Bible says that then he got, let me read from verse 1. So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and told the multitude from the boat. But notice that he says he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's. The first thing, foundation, that you need to understand for you, or that will help you to have a breakthrough, is to allow God to use your boat. You see, Bible says that Jesus entered into Simon's boat and used it for his own purpose before he released anything into Simon's hands. He used it for his own mission before he released anything into Simon's hands. You see, what's your boat? Your boat is anything you have. Anything and everything that you have is your boat that can be used by God. Anything and everything you have. For example, your skills, your talents can be viewed as your boat. You see, when you use your skills and your talents to serve God in his house, what you're doing is God is using your boat. When you use your skills, when you use your talents, a lot of people, they use their skills and talents to provide for themselves and their families. But they miss out on the allowing God. You see, using your skills, your talents, or whatever education or experience you have to provide for yourself is just part of why God gave you the talent. Just parts of it. The talent he gives you is meant to be used to serve him. It is meant to be used to reach out to other people. It's meant to increase his kingdom. In fact, although I said to you, serve in his house, it does not have to mean in church. To do ministry work. And when you allow him to use your boat, he will feel comfortable to entrust you with greater things. Your boat can be viewed as your house or your possessions. You know, the Bible talks about a certain gentleman in the Bible, in the book of 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 11. If they can put it up, you don't have to turn there. It talks about a certain gentleman in the book of 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 11, who allowed the ark of God to stay in his house for 3 months. Just for 3 months. You know, the Bible says that God blessed him. No, that's not it. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 11. I beg your pardon. You know, the Bible says that God blessed him and his household. And it's interesting because for 3 months, the ark, Obed-Edom, his name is Obed-Edom, allowed God to use his boat. Now, the interesting thing, what amazed me is that, you know, it's easy to say God blessed him. But if you continue to verse 12, verse 13, it says that when David heard about how God had blessed him, now that made me to understand that that was no ordinary blessing. That made me to understand that that must have been some kind of blessing that was a serious one of a breakthrough. Because it says that when David heard that God had blessed him, he said, this ark, we are carrying it into the house of God, into the city. I don't know if you understand what I mean. Obed-Edom allowed... Do you know that prior to that, they were carrying the ark somewhere. They were going to bring it into the city. And then some ruffian, ragamuffin, called Uzziah, tugged it. And all God did was just knock his head, he died. You know, so that scared David. He said, go and kill some more people in Obed-Edom's house before. Hallelujah. So David diverted it that before you kill all the people in the city, kill that household, at least if it's in the house. But when he got there, Obed-Edom must have allowed the ark to settle down, allowed God to use his boat. Now, the Bible does not say how, but he must have done something that caused the blessing to come. Am I making sense? You see, anytime you allow God to use your boat, you are laying the foundation for your breakthrough. Let me repeat that. Anytime you allow God to use your boat, now your boat is anything you have, your possessions, you. You as a person. Your time is your boat. Anytime you allow God to use your boat, you are laying the foundation for your breakthrough. So that's the first thing. Allowing God to use your boat. Now, there are times that God might, in this scripture it says that Jesus stepped into the boat. There are times that you have to go looking for God, that God, come and use my boat. That you don't have to wait for God to ask. Let me move on quickly, because of time. The second thing that we can learn from that, in verse 4, the Bible says that when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Second thing that will lay a foundation for your breakthrough is a word from God. A word from God will lay the foundation for your breakthrough. You see, after using Simon's boat, Jesus told him that launch out into the deep and let down your nets. Now, I'm sure you've read that scripture so many times, you've heard preaching on it and things. But you know, when you think of it, these people had been fishing in the same sea all night and they had caught nothing. So, what changed? It was the word that changed the situation. They were using the same nets, they were using the same boat, they were fishing in the same sea. And they had done it all night. They were experienced fishermen. And they had done it all night and caught nothing. But at one word, something brought a breakthrough. Listen to me. You see, one of the most assuring things a person can have in life is a word from God in a particular situation. Get this. When you have a word from God concerning a particular area of your life, you can be certain that your breakthrough in that area is assured. It may not happen immediately, but you can be rest assured that it will surely happen. You see, when you have a word from God, even if things seem otherwise, all you need to do is just sit on the word and take it back to him. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about here. Just to digress a bit, one of the things we always ask singles when they tell us that they want to start a relationship or they want to get married or something is, have you heard from God? And do you know why we ask that question? Because the storms of life are many. The storms in marriage are many. Now, without inviting those storms, they will come. Oh, yeah. You don't have to invite the storms. In marriage, you don't have to. In fact, you don't, no invitation at all. They are specialist gate crashers. Now, it is challenging enough to face those storms. When you don't have a word, it is only the grace of God that will allow you to withstand those pressures and the storms. But when the word has come from God, even when the storms come, you just say, God, I know you said. Is this making sense? I know you said. It's the same thing for somebody that wants to start a business. If, you know, with the credit crunch, with everything, all you need to, Lord, I know you said. I know you said. So, God, as long as I know that you have said, and I'm still following what you said, then I know that I'm okay. It is just a matter of time. And you see, as I'm saying a word from God, I mean, you know, a word of revelation, a word, a rhema word, a word concerning, and a lot of times, a lot of Christians are too lazy to seek a word concerning the situation that they have challenges in. Too lazy. Listen to me, the minute you become a Christian, you have the ability to hear from God. I use the word the ability. But a lot of people do not use that ability because they are lazy. L-A-Z-Y. With a capital Z. You know, personally, I believe that the ability to hear from God is one of the most important things in a Christian's life. One of the most important things. Your ability to hear from God, it will deliver you from a lot of trouble and heartache. It will cause you to be elevated when there's a general casting down around you. When you know and you seek a word from God. And sometimes getting a word from God might involve locking yourself up. It might involve segregating yourself. Sometimes it might involve, you know, re-sanctifying. It might even various things, circumcising your heart again because of some certain things. But it is one of the most important things in your life. Let me explain. You see, when you don't have a word from God and you are traveling this journey of life, it is like a person that wants to go from here to Scotland. They've never been there before because you've never lived your life before. They don't have the map. They don't have a sat nav. And then they cannot read English. So they cannot follow the signs, road signs. Now, tell me how they are going to get where they need to get to. They will just be driving around. So there's activity, there's movement, but not necessarily progression. That's what happens when you don't learn or practice the art of hearing from God. So there will be movement. So it's not that you are not moving. But you know you can be moving, but not moving forward. God told, he told the Israelites, ask the Israelites, they were in the wilderness for so long. He said, you have circled around this mountain, which means that they were circling, they were going, they were moving, but not moving forward. It's one of the most, you see, if whatever I cost, whatever sacrifice you need to make to hear from God, you need to do it. And that's the truth. And I'm not just talking about it concerning big things. Generally in life, you know, seeking God and hearing from Him. When you sit down, when you're just asking God, speaking to Him. When you are reading the Bible, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to you, to your heart. If you have given your life, you see, you have the ability. One of these days, I'll probably teach on the various ways in which God speaks to us. But once you have given your life, you have that ability. Let me move on quickly. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 41, the Bible talks about Elijah. It says, Elijah said to Ahab that there's the sound of the abundance of rain. Now, listen to me. There had not been any rain. There had been no rain in the land for 3.5 years. When he mentioned this, that I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. But when Elijah heard from God, What did he do? He announced a breakthrough in the weather condition. He said, something has changed in the weather. He said, the rain is about to fall, even though there has been no rain for 3.5 years. Now, listen to me. Because Elijah had heard, he sent his servant so many times. This, it wasn't until the seventh occasion that the servant saw the cloud. He said, I saw a cloud like a man's hand. But listen to me. Elijah was certain he had heard that he told his servant that just go back and go and look. Now, what am I trying to say here? When you hear from God, you can be like Elijah. That it is just a matter of time, even though I do not see it. It is only a matter of time before what I heard, or what I heard and what I see come into alignment. It's only a matter of time before the physical come into alignment with the spiritual that I heard God say. And you see, when you hear from God, you have that assurance. I remember I was talking to a certain gentleman some time ago, you know, without going into too much details, he was trying to make a decision, and he was plan A, plan B, or maybe I'll do this, and looking at various options. You know, and initially I said, oh, okay, pros and cons of this option. After we used some time, I just stopped him. I said, you know what? What's God saying? That all these options, those are plan A, plan B. Do you know when God speaks and you know you've heard? You don't need a plan B. You don't need any option. Once you've heard, that's the only plan you need. It is because we have not heard that we usually have a backup plan. I said, hey, stop. That, you know what we need to do here? Go back and see God's face. What are you saying, Lord? Let me move on quickly. Somebody say hearing from God, a word from God. Let me explain. You see, a word of revelation, just one word from God, will change, turn around. That's what happened to Peter in that sense. Just one word. Now, the fact that you hear a word may not mean it will happen instantly. But if you understand the spiritual or spiritual things, once you have heard, you don't have to fret. You don't have to. There are some things I don't fret about. In fact, a lot of times I don't fret, to be honest. I'm calm, cool, and collected. I was telling my wife the other day, I said I'm an executive husband. There are some things I don't do. And she says, do this. I don't do that in the house. I'm an executive. DIY, I don't do. Sorry, only joking. Amen. Well, why do DIY when you can pay someone? Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. Let me try to finish this message. Next thing. So the Bible, we're talking about the foundations for a breakthrough. So Jesus said, launch out into the deep. And then in verse 5, the Bible says, but Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. He then said something. He could have stopped there. But he then said something. He said, nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Now, so he was saying that, hey, Lord, I heard your word. But the next thing that would form your foundation for a breakthrough is your obedience. You see, obedience to the word of God usually precedes a breakthrough. After Jesus gave Peter the word, he said, nevertheless, at your word, I will. Nevertheless, at your word, I will do what you instructed. You know, Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 to 14 talks about the blessings and promises of God towards the Israelites. It's a scripture a lot of us know. You know, that we read. You shall be the head and not the tail. You know, all those. You shall lend to many nations and not borrow. You know, all those. But you, a lot of times we read those, but you find out that verse 1 sets the context for those blessings to happen. Because verse 1 says something. It says that now it shall come to pass if you diligently, or another version says, if you diligently hearken or obey. If you diligently hearken, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. And then he said, to observe the commandments, carefully the commandments which I command you today. And then he then starts talking about those blessings. But notice that before he started talking about the blessings, he said, if you diligently obey. So the obedience precedes the blessing. The obedience precedes the breakthrough. When we talk about acting on the word of God, so the word of God, then the obedience. But do you know what's happening with a lot of people? A lot of people are acting on the word of their parents. A lot of people act on the word of their spouses. A lot of people act on their own word, not the word of God. Am I making sense? Now, get this. I'm not saying disobey your parents. I'm not saying don't agree with your spouse. What I'm saying is that if your parents are spiritual people, then their word will tie in with the word of God. Or your spouse, if they're spiritual, then it will tie in with the word of God. You know, let me try to illustrate something to you guys. You know, I want to tie in the word with the obedience. Let's assume somebody's been praying for a financial breakthrough. Can I have a volunteer? Anybody wants? Anybody wants? Great, come. He put up his hands. Okay, let me have somebody else. Let me have somebody else. Okay. Actually, let me have... Sorry. Okay. What we are going to do here, we are going to try something. When I tell you something, I want you to say it in French to him. Yeah. You don't speak French, do you? Oh, good. Okay. Start praying for a financial breakthrough. Okay, no, before you start. No. He's going too fast, he's keen. Okay, start praying as if you are praying to God for a financial breakthrough.
Aloud?
Yeah, pray aloud. So you are praying for a financial breakthrough. Go on.
Monsieur Akinola, et puis demander qu'est-ce que Pastor lui a donné. Pastor lui a donné quelque chose, il faut aller prendre. Pastor lui a donné quelque chose, déjà il faut aller prendre.
Okay. Do you know what's happening here? He's praying for a financial breakthrough. He has not learned the act of hearing from God. God is telling him, giving him the solution to his financial breakthrough. But because he cannot hear or understand, he's still there praying. But what's happening here? God is telling him, do this. Am I making sense? Now translate it in English. Let's say he now understands or he's learned how to hear from God.
I have given something for you to Mr. Akinola. Go and collect it.
Okay. So, he's now heard, but you know, he can still remain here like he's doing right now. So, what should you do? Who's Mr. Akinola? Do you know Mr. Akinola?
Okay, Mr. Akiola, raise up your hands. Go and collect it. No, go and collect it. That's your breakthrough.
Give him what I gave you earlier. You see, all he needed to do was to understand. He could have remained there for another year, praying for the breakthrough. But as long as he cannot hear from God, do you know he could have gone here, he could have gone anywhere. But the minute he was able to hear, what did he have to do? Obey. But if you don't hear or don't know how to hear, you just continue. Oh my goodness! I hope somebody is getting what I'm saying here. Let me. I'll just try to close now. I'll try to close. Number four. Is becoming kingdom-minded in your thinking. I'm talking about foundations for a breakthrough. Becoming kingdom-minded in your thinking. What do I mean by that? I'll summarize this quickly. You see, you need to begin to understand when you're praying for a breakthrough that whatever God gives to you is not for you alone. God's blessing is not for you alone to enjoy. When God gives you a breakthrough in a certain area, you need to ask God, what is the purpose for it? Because if you don't understand the purpose, you'll abuse it. Like they always say, you know, if you don't understand the purpose of a thing, you'll abuse it. You see, for some people, God may not have released their breakthrough because they do not understand why they need that breakthrough. I remember, as much as this sounds far-fetched, some years back, there was a certain lady that went to meet my pastor, she told my pastor that she had started a relationship. By the way, it's not after you start a relationship that you should tell your pastor. Because then, and which a lot of people do, but God bless you anyway. And God will help you in that relationship since you have decided you know. But she went to meet my pastor she has started a relationship and she wanted to get married to this gentleman. So I think in the course of the conversation, my pastor asked a couple of questions. And, you know, one of the questions he asked, okay, why do you think you want to get married now? Or something along those lines. Now, whenever I think of this answer, if it wasn't my pastor that told me, I was saying it is far-fetched or a lie. But she answered that, well, one of the reasons she gave, she needs somebody to help her with her shopping. That's the truth. It's honest truth. Now, somebody like that doesn't understand the purpose of a husband. She was probably going to market one day, carrying everything, and thinking, God, I need a husband to help me. Now, I said one of the reasons, but somebody like that does not understand. Now, sometimes we are believing God, we want something, God help this area, but we don't understand the purpose of it. We think we do. Because a lot of times we think we understand, but what we think we understand is for our own selfish motive, which is not God's motive or plan. So you need to, every time you are praying for a breakthrough, you need to ask yourself, okay, Lord, why do I need a breakthrough in this area? God, I need it because in order to do this concerning your kingdom or do this or whatever the case may be. You see, when God gives a breakthrough, he wants to bring you into alignment. I'll quickly close with this. Let me quickly close with this. You know, the Bible says that they forsook all after they had the net-breaking catch and followed Jesus. Now, it's interesting because when we read that scripture, a lot of times, you know, we focus on the fact that they are told all night and caught nothing and they caught something later on. But do you know that I believe that the greatest breakthrough in that passage is not the great number of fish that they caught. The greatest breakthrough in that passage is the fact that they discovered their purpose in life. Let's rise up and pray.